a procedure for the benefit of those who may not have been to one of these hearings before. When council holds hearings of this nature on zoning applications, they're considered to be legislative hearings. Council uses the information obtained during the hearing to make a decision on whether to approve the change of zone or conditional use as requested by the applicant. We will start by letting Mr. Lank give us a report on what happened when each application was before the Planning and Zoning Commission. After Mr. Lank gives that report, council members sometimes ask questions to clarify themselves on the application. After that's all done, then we ask the applicant to come forward and tell us why they believe their particular application should be granted. After the applicant makes their presentation, then we recognize anyone else who may be present in support of, or anyone else who may be present in opposition. After all sides have been heard, then council makes it, can decide if they have a recommendation from planning and zoning. If they don't yet have a recommendation, then it's deferred until we get one. That's pretty much the procedure. When, if you're going to speak as an applicant or as a witness to help explain a case, when you, before you make your first statement, state your name and your address so we'll have that on the record. If you have a cell phone or a paging device, please turn it off or turn it to silent service.
Figure that out.
Thank you. Mr. Lang.
Yes, and before I start, I'd like to make an announcement just in case someone's here with interest. Conditional use number 1782, the Center for Neurology Properties LLC, was withdrawn on June 2nd of 2009, so there will not be a public hearing on that application.
Okay.
The first item under for public hearing this evening is conditional use number 1836, the application of Rehoboth Beach Film Society to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for a private club to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 11,033 square feet, more or less, lying at the northwest corner of Painter Lane and Truett Avenue within Truett's Midway Development, which is south of Route 24 and west of Route 1, and being Lot 42 and part of Lot 43. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on June 11th of 2009. The applicants had provided on June 1st an exhibit booklet, which is 20 or so pages, and is a part of the record and has been since June 1st. We heard comments from the Conservation District, the County Engineering Department, Fritz Schrank and Sue Early were present on behalf of the Rehoboth Beach Film Society with James Fuquay, attorney, and gave testimony. Mr. Fuquay submitted suggested proposed findings of fact and proposed condition of approval for the record. The commission at the conclusion of the public, we did hear there were no parties present in support or in opposition to this application. On June 11th, the commission discussion, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1836 for Rehoboth Beach Film Society for a private club based upon a record and for the following reasons. One, the Rehoboth Beach Film Society is a nonprofit private club providing social, educational, and recreational activities. Two, the applicant's proposed administrative office is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of county residents. Three, while the proposed site is located on a lot in a medium residential development, several business and commercial uses exist directly in front of the site across Truett Avenue. Four, with the conditions imposed on the approval, the conditional use will not adversely affect uses or values and will enable the Film Society to provide a service beneficial to county residents and visitors. Five, this recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the property shall be used exclusively either as the administrative office of the Rehoboth Beach Film Society or as a single-family residence. B, the building shall maintain the style and appearance of a single-family residential structure. C, one unlit sign not exceeding 8 square feet in size identifying the Rehoboth Beach Film Society shall be permitted. D, hours during which the office shall be open to the public shall be 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. there was a motion and a second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have. No additional comments from any individual or agency to date.
Questions of Mr. Lang? Is the applicant present? Yuquay?
This is Dave. Gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay, and I will be extremely brief. I believe you're familiar with this. We did appear before you on March 31st, 2009, on an application for a B1 rezoning. And at the council's investigation, it was determined that actually a conditional use could be available for the same application, being as the Film Society is a private club. Basically, we withdrew the original application, refiled as a conditional use. What we're presenting to you tonight is identical to what we were presenting to you previously. You will recall at the county council hearing, there were a number of neighbors there, but they actually spoke very highly of the Film Society and the use that they've put the property to. What they were concerned with was the possible precedent value of a rezoning in the area. So we're here tonight basically asking for the same use for the same reasons. Sue Early is here, as well as Fritz Schrank. And as Mr. Lang stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval subject to conditions, which we concur in. We have no problem with those conditions. And I don't know if I can tell you much more than that, other than if you have any questions, we'll try to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Fuquay?
Did you have anything else to present?
No.
Okay.
Let's see if there's anyone else here. This is a record
for Jim Fuquay. The only thing I did want, I wanted to incorporate into the record that prior hearings record.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anyone else here in support of or in opposition to this application? Mr. Racine? Dave Racine asked to be recognized.
I'm David Racine. I live at 114 Martin Lane in the development in question. since I'm the only representative of the development, no one else either had time or saw the need to come. I'm here strictly to hear the conditions because we never really disapprove from them being there. Just the conditions are right. I've heard the conditions, and as a representative of our development, I see that the conditions that have been put on here are as we believe they would be and as we chose to have, we would like to have. So we have no objection to this conditional use for the Film Society. I don't think there's anything else I need to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
For anyone else who would like to be recognized? Mr. Schrank, did you have anything to add?
Good evening. I'm Fritz Schrank and president of the Film Society. And on behalf of the Society, we'd like to express our appreciation once again to the county government for making the suggestion to explore the option of using the conditional use process as a private club. It wasn't something that we had thought of ourselves, but we were happy to seize on the idea once it was presented to us. Thanks again.
Good. Is there anyone else? Let the record show no one else asked to be recognized. We will close the public hearing. Would you like me to read the title?
Please do.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a private club to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 11,033 square feet.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Second.
I have a motion second to adopt the ordinance with the conditions. Is there any discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Please give your reasons for your vote, Ms. Deaver.
Yes, because it's a private nonprofit club and it's appropriate in that community.
Mr. Vincent?
it certainly seems like it's a good thing for the community, and the planning and zoning recommends it. Therefore, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes and agree with the planning and zoning's recommendations.
I vote as yes as well. I'm thankful to Mr. Cole and Ms. Deaver for expediting this. I'm glad to see the society get their application approved. Next application.
Next application is change of zone 1645, the application of Cellular Fish LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR General Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. Land lying west of Route 24, 420 feet north of Road 299, to be located on 22,500 square feet, more or less. For the benefit of council, I've just passed down copies of exhibit booklets received from the applicant. Commission, we received them on June 1st. We heard comments from DLDOT, the Office of State Planning Coordination, the Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department. William Baker of Cellular Fish LLC was present with Roger Gross, professional engineer of Mirrorstone Consulting Incorporated, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to the application. Mr. Johnson stated that the area is rapidly becoming commercial or business and that he is concerned about rezoning to CR1 rather than B1. On June 11th of 2009, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On June 25th of 2009, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommended denial of change of zone 1645 for Cellular Fish LLC, seeking a change of zone from GR General Residential to CR1 Commercial Residential based on a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the orderly growth of the county does not justify creating the requested CR1 zoning property and the permitted uses available under the zoning classification in the residential area where the property is located. The property is not immediately adjacent to other CR1 or C1 zone properties. Two, while an illustrative site plan was submitted as a concept, if the rezoning was approved, anything permitted in the CR1 zoning would be permitted and out of character with the surrounding residential area. Three, the applicant has not expressed a clear need for the change of zone to CR1 in this location, or why B1 or a conditional use would not be more appropriate for the site. Four, the parcel in question is not adequately sized for CR1 zoning and the possible uses allowed in that district. Five, the parcel is approximately 1/2 acre in size. After any DLDOT dedication, along with the required 30-foot rear and 20-foot side setback, the developable area would be significantly reduced for such a small parcel. Six, other zoning classifications besides CR1 may be more appropriate since the property is adjacent to a B1 zone property and is surrounded by GR zone property. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reason stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from the individual or agency to date. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lang?
Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Gross?
Good evening, and thank you for this opportunity. For the record, my name is Roger Gross. I'm a professional engineer with Mirrorstone Consultants, and we operate out of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Seated behind me to my left is the applicants, Mr. Bill Baker and Mr. Alan Lehman. They comprise the Cellular Fish LLC entity. We have prepared and submitted an exhibit booklet, which is part of the record, and I'll refer to that occasionally through my testimony. I'm going to keep my remarks brief. We feel that the testimony and the exhibit booklet substantiated that there's a substantial amount of commercial zoning along this stretch of Route 24. As a matter of fact, if I can direct your attention to Exhibit 5 of the booklet, there's a series of photographs that were taken within the last 30 days. First two photographs, the top photograph is the site post-demolition and cleanup. The site had a prior non-conforming use of a automotive service facility, and the applicants had paid for a environmental phase one assessment, and they filed the recommendations of that report, and they've since cleaned up the site. It looks a lot better than it did initially. The bottom photograph is a use that is directly across the street on the east side of Route 24. It may be a non-conforming use, but they're advertising as a cleaning service. The second series of photographs are commercial uses that are all within 1,000 feet of the property. The bottom photograph on page 2 of the photographs is the Seafood Shack restaurant, which is directly adjacent to the north of our site. It is zoned B1. And the last two photographs are commercial developments. As I said, they're both within 1,000 feet of the project. The top photograph is a long neck car wash, which is currently under construction. The bottom photograph is at the south side of the intersection of Bay Farm Road, which contains the Harris Teeter and Happy Harry's commercial establishments, and these are all commercial zonings. We've also prepared a illustrative site plan. We believe that it really accomplishes two things. One, it gives us the ability to show the adjacent properties and uses to the site. Also, based on the size of this property, we're seeking a CR1 zoning, but based on the size of this property, there's only probably two or three uses that we can get on the site, probably a office-type facility or small retail facility. So I think that the plan, although we're not seeking a formal site plan approval, we are seeking a change of zone, would accurately reflect any type of permitted use in the CR1 zoning that this site could support. The site lies in a level 2 area according to the state strategies for policies and spending. Also, the county comprehensive plan update indicates that we're in a mixed residential and environmentally sensitive developing area. Normally, those types of rezoning projects would require to be reviewed by PLUS process. However, based on the size of the project and the perceived a minimal commercial impact that it was going to have, we applied for and received an exemption from the PLUS process from the Office of State Planning Coordination. And those two letters, the request and the exemption, are attached as part of Appendix 2 in the exhibit booklet. The letter we received from the Office of State Planning, granting us the exemption from the PLUS process, was authored by Brian Hall, principal planner. He had indicated that the future use that is proposed would not exceed the existing use, and therefore the project would not be required to be seen through the PLUS process. The prior use of the site was an automotive service station, pre-existing non-conforming use. We feel that if we get the CR1 zoning designation, that it would be a more structured development, be more regulated in regards to having to receive a DLDOT entrance permit. We would have to get a soil conservation permit for stormwater system, where the prior use, I would venture to say, did not have either of those things. It was probably did not have a DLDOT permit, and there was no indication of any stormwater system that was on the existing site. I'd like to take a minute and talk about the commission's motion to recommend denial of the application. Frankly, I was a little surprised of that motion. There seemed to be, it seemed to be inferred in that motion that maybe a B1 or a conditional use may have been more appropriate for the site. So I went back and I took another look at the tax maps and zoning maps, and being an engineer and in love with numbers, I created a little math problem. I calculated all the frontage on this section of Route 24 between Long Neck Road and Bay Farm Road. Ends up being about 6,500 linear feet of road frontage. Of that road frontage, over 3,000 feet is either C or CR1, which comprises about 47% of the total. There's only 493 feet of that road frontage, which I believe consists of two parcels that is designated as B1 zoning, which is about 8%. And the remaining 2,965 linear feet is residential, which would be either an AR1 or a GR designation, which is about 45%. So over most of the, not 50%, but 47% of that total road frontage, which is more than any other use along that segment of Route 24, is zoned commercial. So when we put this application together about, I guess it's been about 2 years now, in reviewing those zoning maps, the guidance I gave my clients, which seemed appropriate at the time based on the amount of commercial development, was to go for CR1. I think that's consistent with the type of development that's going on out here. So, like I said, I was a little bit surprised at the recommendation for denial from the commission. Also, I think I've stated all the information that I wanted to. I know that the applicants would like to make a few statements. In closing, I'd just like to say that the applicants, Mr. Baker and Mr. Lehman, are highly respected members of the local business community. They create jobs down here for people. Although that's their full-time job, they have dabbled in developing from time to time, and they did put together a very successful commercial project on Route 1 known as Coastal Plaza. It's an 18,000 square foot retail center. Maybe familiar with it. It's across from the Bethany Blues establishment. So I think that speaks volumes as to that they're here to stay and they're keepers, and they can pull this off. So I would hope the council would consider that in making their decision. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that any of the council members may have.
Does council have applicants for the, or questions for the applicant?
Does your drawing show any dedication to the Del Dot for the future widening of 24?
Yes, sir. We're showing a 30-foot, this segment of road, Del Dot's going to require a 15-foot dedication. So we're showing that on the property.
So that dotted line, what do you lose when they? Is it part of that green will be gone?
Part of this green will be gone. Part of the dedication. Yes, sir.
So how far are you then from the edge of the roadway then? Does that meet, Lawrence, will that fit our parking requirements that we have?
It would be at the discretion of the commission because there's a 20-foot landscaping requirement. There's also a no parking in the front yard unless the commission so approves. If there's similar activities on adjacent properties, they can approve a parking in the front yard.
Well,
but right now, the way it's drawn, it would be subject to discretion of the commission, or else it would have to be revised.
I mean, do they have enough area to revise it?
No, the building might get smaller, but if they have to, they don't really have the area to revise it with the layout because of the park. They may have to put the building on the side, to the side, to get the parking to work to be able to set the parking back to the appropriate distance.
Okay, now if it was a B1 application, what would be different?
Nothing.
Nothing.
other than the uses that would be permitted.
And
setbacks and parking, everything would be the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and some of the uses would be what?
The additional uses by the CR1 would be basically the possibility of mini storage, automotive sales, mobile home sales, boat sales. That's the four big ones.
Right.
There are some others, but that's the four biggest ones that would be
impacted. Okay, so the concerns of planning and zoning about the B1 versus the CR1, basically what you're saying is they were concerned about the size of the parcel, being able to do what they want to do on a CR1, so the same things applies to the B1. So.
Right, the setbacks are the same. If it's okay. Residential next door, you get a side yard of 20 and you got a rear yard of 30. The adjacent B1 being next to the CR1, if this were so approved, it could be 5, unless it's a residential use, it would be increased to 10.
Mm-hmm. But under B1, you could still have offices and retail.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I know that the applicants would like to speak.
Bill, you want to give us a fishing report?
Thank you for allowing me to get up here and give a fishing report. My name is Bill Baker, and I live on Herring Creek, right near this property. And Alan and Layman and I did go together on our property on Route 1 and build a shopping center. And this property came up for sale, and we thought it looked pretty good because everything around it is commercial. And we thought we could build maybe a couple of offices or a couple of little stores, nothing like we did on Route 1 because we had plenty of room there. My thinking on this is that if you were to stand on this property and look west, you would see a Harris Teeter shopping center. If you looked east, you would see a Giant shopping center. You would see a car wash. This property will not reasonably ever be used for residential. That's out of the question. I can't picture anybody that would want to buy this property and build a house on it and live there. It's just all commercial all the way around. The residential that's next to it are mobile homes that have been there for years, and I'm sure that they're going to fall by the wayside. I don't see where this whole block or this whole section or this whole area is going to be anything but commercial. Our intentions are not as a developer. I mean, the property just isn't big enough to do anything other than to build what we want to do with it, which would be maybe a doctor's office or, you know, reasonably an accountant's office or a couple of little stores there. Alan and I, of course, were thinking with my bait shop and his Verizon Wireless, we might even want to do that someday, but we're not sure. We haven't really made up our mind. But when we did buy this, we really didn't anticipate that there would be a problem going commercial with it. Now, I'm not familiar with all the legal aspects of it, but literally, what I'm trying to say is over the last 20 years, it's been an automobile repair shop, a lot worse than anything we want to do with it. There were broken down cars there. There were piles of tires on the side. There were oil tanks. We had to clean all of this up and make the property look nice, much nicer than it's looked for the last 20 years. Prior to Alexander's auto repair shop there, there was a welding shop there. So for maybe 30 years, it's been used almost next to an industrial-type operation. We have no intentions of doing that. That pretty much covers my whole thing. It's just I just can't see it being residential. And B1 and C1 or CR1, the use is going to be the same anyway. And we've been 18 months waiting for this to come up. I'm about done. Thanks.
Any questions?
No.
Any questions? Except for where the fish are biting?
Thank you.
I don't think anybody knows anyway.
Well, right now there's no fish. It dried up. Right.
They always tell me where to bite, and I go out there and it's a bad day.
Well, you know,
Sam, you've never been fishing.
That's why they call it fishing, not the. Not catching.
Go ahead there and fish. Right there for the biting.
Yeah, everybody tells me that. The report comes from the day before, so you should have been there then.
The fishing report or the weatherman?
Either one.
I don't think either one does.
It's up for grabs.
Yeah, you got it.
He'll talk all day.
Okay. Thank you.
For anyone else who wants to speak in support, Mr. Lehman.
Here comes Dan Gaffins.
I'm Alan Lehman. I live at Fort Brittany Lane, Lewis, Delaware. And, of course, Bill and I have been working on this project for some time. And needless to say, when we purchased the building, it was a disaster. I mean, it didn't even have electric, and it was just a mess. And the first thing we said to do is we have to level this thing and just clean up the lot so it's appealing. And, of course, our plans were, again, to put some type of professional building there, or maybe, like Bill said, put a bait shop, and I put a cellular store there. But right now, our big concern is just to get it to C1 so we can do something with it. It's not going to be very, very large, because we'll know we're limited on space, and we'll just want to make it an asset to the community, which we feel it will be, because if you look at what we did on Coastal Highway with Coastal Plaza, we get all kinds of compliments, and this is the same thing we're going to do when we hopefully can put something on that lot at zone commercial. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does that conclude the presentation? Yes. Is there anyone else here who would like to be heard regarding this application? Let the record show no one else has to be recognized. We will close the public hearing.
What's your pleasure?
Since this was a recommended denial, are there any suggested findings, Mr. Lang? Or would you need time to prepare those?
Go ahead. As Jim just stated, since it's the council's choosing to vote in the positive, and the commission made a recommendation of denial, I tried to prepare some similar reasons for approval, if you don't mind me reading them.
Does anybody mind him reading these? Okay, continue.
Not that I want to go against my commission's thoughts or anything. That makes it difficult for me to have to do that.
Well, why doesn't somebody make a motion then, and then just include these we can read them?
No, I'm not probably reading them. I just,
yeah. Okay, I just
feel sometimes I'm going against.
Well, I don't know if you need to read them. I think somebody whoever makes a motion could read them.
That's not my intent to do that. Possible reasons of approval for this application could be: the site is appropriate for rezoning to CR1 since the site has historically been utilized for business and commercial purposes, formerly used for auto repair service and auto sales, and is adjacent to a seafood carryout market. Two, the site is appropriate for rezoning to CR1 since the adjacent properties to the north are zone B1 neighborhood business and C1 general commercial, and since the property is in close proximity to other commercially zoned areas with large-scale uses, an example, a shopping center with a Supergiant, a shopping center with a Harris Teeter, a shopping center with a Food Line, and other commercial uses, including store shops, restaurants, banks, and fast food restaurants, etc. Three, the site is appropriate for rezoning to CR1 since it is located on a major highway, being Route 24. Four, the site is appropriate for rezoning since, according to the comprehensive plan update, it is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area where light commercial uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close to home. Five, this change of zone will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or the community since no one appeared in opposition to this application. Six, this application was reviewed by the Office of State Planning Coordination, which advised that the future use of the site does not exceed the existing use, and therefore this project will not be required to be seen through the PLUS process. And seven, site plan approval for any use of the property will be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Any comments from council? Is it the pleasure to have our attorney read the title? Mr. Cole? Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 22,500 square feet.
Is
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. We adopt the ordinance, change of zone 1645. Any further discussion?
Is that with those proposed conditions?
With the findings.
No, they're not conditions, right? They're just, yeah, just somebody can use those if they want to.
Reasons, then.
Reasons, or reasons, yes, sir.
They will be part of the record.
And number five.
Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
I would, I can't vote for this. I wish I could because these are fine gentlemen, and I certainly enjoy my BlackBerry purchased from Mr. Lehman. Enjoy the fishing reports, but I have to concur with planning and zoning. It's a better use than what was there before, but what was there before didn't even come under our zoning code. And I feel that next door you have a mobile home, which is a home. And, I mean, you do have a home next door to it. And the stores that you're talking about are retail stores, which you could do under B1. 24 is a nasty road, and you're going to need an entrance. And, well, anyway, that's the size of the lot. The size of the lot is very small. But, nevertheless, I think it would be appropriate possibly for offices, like you said, for your cellular business or your store. I think those would be acceptable. I think it's a better plan. I wish I could vote for it, but I don't. I have to agree with the commission.
Ms. Deaver votes no. Mr. Vincent.
The proposal made by the applicant certainly seems like they would want to do some good things with the area, realizing that when you change it to CR, you can do anything you want to with it, as long as it meets CR requirements. But I have a great deal of faith in our Planning and Zoning Commission, and based on their recommendation, I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, I'm looking here at the, looks like me, Bill, you're going to be competitive with a seafood carrier because you're going to have fish too, so. Anyway, I'd look at number five. It says this change of zone will not adversely affect the neighborhood or adjacent properties or the community, since no one appeared in opposition to this application. I looked this thing over and I was thinking, well, I don't see where anyone's hurt by voting for this, so I'm going to vote yes.
Mr. Wilson votes yes. Mr. Cole.
The I'm going to use from the reasons that Mr. Lank had used. I'm very familiar with that section of the roadway. I've been down it many, many times. And historically, it had been used for auto repair, auto service, et cetera, auto sales, and those other uses. And it had been there for many, many years. And those uses would have all fallen under the C1 category, which is now our CR1. So, and also with the same issues about the setbacks and impacts of B1 versus CR1 and stuff. So I see there's minimal. And it is an area that nobody will want to live in residentially anymore. So I would vote yes with the reasons of number one, that the site is appropriate for the rezoning since the site has historically been utilized for business and commercial purposes.
Mr. Cole votes yes. I have to agree with Mr. Vincent. The Planning and Zoning Commission looks at this very carefully. They have studied it, and they believe that it is not appropriate. But in deference to Mr. Wilson's comment about the fact that apparently no one in the community believes that it's a bad application, I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
You're approved.
Yes.
You're approved.
Okay, thank you.
You're approved.
Still, you're still confused?
Yeah, a little bit. Thank you.
Another pack.
Have a good night.
Night.
Yeah. The last public hearing listed for this evening is change of zone 1646, the application of Overbrook Acres, LLC, care of Fred A. Chapel, to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the southwest corner of the intersection of Route 1 and Route 88. And to be located on 4.71 acres, more or less. And for the record, this The Planning and Zoning Commission did hold public hearing on this application on June 11th of 2009. Again, we had an exhibit booklet provided. Pass that down for the council for the record. It was received on June 1st of 2009. Now, the public hearing on June 11th, we heard comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, the County Engineering Department. Mr. and Mrs. Chappell were present with Jim Fuquay, attorney of Fuquay and Urey Professional Association, and gave testimony. Mr. Fuquay also submitted proposed findings of fact. Thomas P. Robinson was present in support of the application and stated that the use will serve the homes existing and approved in the area of Cave Neck Road. We also had present nine parties that gave testimony in opposition and expressed concerns about air and noise pollution, the loss of agricultural view, that they do not want to look at dumpsters, loading areas, and other commercial activities, that traffic and safety concerns, that with or without the rezoning, they will still have to go to Milton, Lewis, or Rehoboth to get groceries or gasoline. That the entrance locations on Cave Neck Road was a concern. Changes in the traffic pattern proposed by DLDOT. That the rezoning is not a service to the area. Increased traffic congestion. That the highway infrastructure is inadequate and cannot serve the needs presently or in the future. The buffering is needed. That some storefronts in the area are vacant. That Painter's Mill business units have only two occupied units, that a cross-access easement serving other parcels creates more traffic on Cave Neck Road, that traffic gridlock is probable at the entrance, and that the light, traffic light may be needed, but will it improve traffic conditions? The commission on June 11th deferred action for further consideration. Excuse me. On June 25th, the commission discussed this application's rural business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1646 for Overbrook Acres LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to B1 neighborhood business based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the site is appropriate for a change of zone to B1 neighborhood business. It is located on the west side of Delaware Route 1 at the intersection with Cave Neck Road. Two, the B1 rezoning is consistent with the orderly growth of the county. There are a number of business and commercial uses located in the immediate vicinity on Route 1, and several properties are zoned C1 to the north and south of the site along Route 1. B1 zoning has more limited uses than CR1 zoning, which will limit the intensity of any development of the property. Four, the uses permitted in the B1 zone are appropriate due to the existing nature of the area, and there are several residential communities along Route 88 who will utilize and be benefited by the retail and personal service uses permitted under the B1 zoning. Five, the change of zone will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or community. Six, the site will be served water by Tidewater Utilities Incorporated and sewer as part of a Sussex County operated sewer district. Seven, the Delaware Office of State Planning Coordination stated that it had no objection to the proposed change of zone. Eight, the change of zone is in accordance with a comprehensive plan update. Nine, site plan approval for any use of the property will be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I did receive one additional correspondence. Robin just provided it to me earlier just before the meeting started. And it is dated June 3rd of 2009, but it was never received by my office as part of the record. I did receive an email from the same party, but it was a little bit shorter. That was a part of the record. And if I may, I'll just read it. It's not very long. States, and this is addressed to council. You will soon consider a request to rezone a parcel of land at the corner of Cave Neck Road on Route 1 from agriculture residential to neighborhood business. That parcel is most directly adjacent to the Miller's Landing condominium section of Painter's Mill community. As a condominium owner and full-time resident of Miller's Landing, Painter's Mill, I ask that you not approve the zoning change for the following reasons. One, the change is unnecessary. one potential use for a neighborhood business property, the strip mall office complex. One such complex already exists within the Painters Mill community. Many of the units remain empty. Why add to the inventory of empty storefronts? Two, the change is unwanted. A second and more likely use for a neighborhood business property at this location is a convenience store filling station for the convenience of the tourist. Painters Mill is attractive as a rural community that has easy access to, but is remote from, the more built-up commercial areas of Lewis Rehoboth Beach. Why subject the community to the commercialization we sought to leave behind? Three, the change is unwise. Either one of the uses noted above would further diminish residential property values that are already depressed. Since property tax is based on assessed value, the council should carefully look to its own future before trading a one-time transfer tax for years of diminished revenues. And in quote, in parenthesis, unless, of course, there is more than a grain of truth in the bumper sticker that has circulated over the past several years, that Sussex County, in quotation, trading quality of life for real estate profit. Quote, why not save some open space for future generations? And thanking you for this opportunity to voice my opinion. Again, please do not approve the requested zoning change discussed above. And it's signed, Nancy J. Hankin. That's all the correspondence we received today.
And what has Del Dot said?
In summary, Del Dot did not require a traffic impact study or recommend it. That the property is adjacent to Route 1 is therefore subject to the corridor capacity preservation program. That the main goal of the program is to maintain the capacity of the existing highway. That Del Dot's plans for the intersection of Route 1 and Cave Neck Road include prohibiting left turns from eastbound Cave Neck Road onto northbound Route 1 and improving an acceleration lane for the right turn from eastbound Cave Neck Road onto southbound Route 1, and that right turn in and out access on Route 1 would conflict with the acceleration lane previously mentioned and therefore would not be permitted. So the entrance is going to be on Cave Neck Road.
Okay, so they're going to prohibit left turns off of Cave Neck Road going north?
Right. Once they make that improvement to the intersection.
When's that going to happen?
It's unknown.
What?
It's unknown. You don't know when they're going to require that. Unless if this were to be approved, they would be required to make the improvement as part of their entrance approval.
They would be?
It could be.
Oh, they could be.
Yeah, not saying they will. What they typically do is take funds from different projects, put it together, and as projects get approved, they hold traffic signal agreements or revenues or, you know, funds in escrow or whatever.
Any other questions for Mr. Lang?
I've got something to put into this record. When is the appropriate time for this?
You can do it right now, ma'am.
Okay. There's an editorial in our Cape Gazette today that I think is relevant here. They're talking about critical decision looms for Sussex Council. I want to enter this into the record. I have copies for everyone here. And they're talking about Del Dot and this area between Milford and Lewis. And basically, they're saying the 7 miles from Five Points to Dewey has been transformed from cornfields and marsh to the most developed commercial area in southern Delaware. And they're talking about how that's developed. And they're going on to say that Del Dot, the corridor capacity preservation program, has drawn a line at Five Points, protecting land north of that point from the intense commercial development seen to the south, but two recent requests for zoning changes to allow shopping centers at Cave Neck Road test that policy. The first calls for 836,000 square foot mega center on the northbound side of Route 1, and which is apparently on hold, and then they mentioned this one for the modest 30,000 square foot shopping center. And they're saying that they think it's a trial balloon testing whether DLDOT and Sussex County will continue to protect Route 1 corridor. What they're saying also is without further zoning changes, Sussex County has enough residentially zoned land to build 850,000 more units, and more than 425,000 square feet of commercial space has already been approved on or near Route 1. 40 years from now, does Council want to be remembered for envisioning a Route 1 that preserves our rural routes and open vistas, or does it want to be remembered for flinging open the doors to gridlock and sprawl from Five Points to Milford? I think it's relevant.
Okay.
And I have one more thing.
Okay, this is in the record. Thank you.
My constituents have asked in their testimony for a traffic light at that road, and they feel that that it's not a safe road. And I don't know from what you're saying, Mr. Lank, what DLDOT is going to do. But there is also an article in the Cape Gazette that the Secretary of DLDOT is not going to put a traffic light at that intersection. It's in the same newspaper the same day. And I want to enter this analysis of fatal motor vehicle traffic crashes and fatalities at intersections from 1997 to 2004. This study proves Mrs. Wick, the other side of her contention that traffic lights are not safe. And what it's saying is in 2004, there were 9,400 people who were fatally injured in motor vehicle traffic crashes at intersections. This represents more than 20% of all fatalities that occurred in motor vehicle traffic crashes in the U.S. There were 800 fatalities on an average year in two vehicle crashes that involved at least one driver who ran a red light. But correspondingly, there were 1,336 fatalities in two vehicle crashes at stop signs that involved at least one driver. There were 460 fatalities on an average year in two vehicle crashes that involved at least one driver who failed to yield at a traffic signal. Correspondingly, there were 1,430 fatalities in two vehicle crashes at stop signs. So what this study is saying is that traffic lights are really safer than just these yields. And it goes on to mention older drivers were involved more in fatal crashes occurring at intersections as compared to those that occurred at non-intersection areas. In fact, 31% of all crashes occurring at intersections involved at least one older driver, compared to 13% of all crashes occurring at non-intersection areas. Also, older drivers were shown to have a higher involvement in fatal two-vehicle intersection crashes as compared to drivers of other ages. And that's the conclusion to the study I just gave you.
All right, we'll consider that in the record as well. Does any other council members have comment? If not, the applicant may come forward.
Equay.
Again, for the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney in Georgetown representing the applicant. And I must say, I have a preliminary question I need to ask the council, or actually ask Mrs. Deaver. Are you here tonight as a judge of this application, or are you a witness against this application? Because I'm confused by what you just presented.
Mr. Griffin, is it appropriate for the applicant to ask a question of Ms. Deaver?
Well, why don't we, this is, I understand the point you're trying to make, Mr. Fuquay, but I think it probably would be better put if you essentially put your position on the record. If it's your position to ask Mrs. Deaver to recuse herself, you have a right to do that.
Well,
but I don't know that if she wanted to answer the question, she could, but I don't think she has to.
Well, I'm just put back a little bit that, you know, we present facts and evidence to the council to make a decision, and your decision is based on that. And to have this start with one of the council people presenting evidence that appears to be against my application, number one, I'm offended by that. Number two, I think you're out of line doing that, And number three, it's totally unfair to my client. If you've made your mind up based on not even hearing what we're going to present, then you shouldn't be making a decision on this.
Who made a decision?
No, let's get
Mr. Cole.
What are you saying?
Let's just get back over that.
I would have to say that we did give Ms. Deaver time to speak. Mr. Fuqua has put on the record his sentiments. If this application is denied based on Ms. Deaver's vote, he may have evidence to use in an appeal at another level. So your objections are duly noted. I'm no judge, but I think
I'm not accusing Mrs. Deaver of anything other than I expect to come in here to have a fair hearing, and I think everyone expects that. And I think by presenting that information at the beginning of this, it raises a cloud, and that's the only thing I'm raising. Okay. I ask all the council people, as you do on all hearings, to hear the evidence to be presented, to make your decision based on the facts and based on the law.
Okay.
Well, it's my understanding that council is allowed to present information for the record on any application.
As a legislator, she's got the ability to do that. Let's just go on.
But she's not a pre-judger.
No, as a legislator, she can do that.
I haven't judged anything.
No,
I've just presented information.
We're getting bogged down here. It's getting late. Come on.
It's an important issue, Mr. Cole, one that seems to be coming up quite often. Mr. Griffin, can you address it, please?
Well,
nothing to address.
Are you, Mr. Fuqua, do you plan to ask Mrs. Deaver to recuse herself?
No, and again, I'm not. I don't want to make this a bigger deal than it is. I've never appeared in that context where one of the quote judges, one of the people that's going to make a decision, appears to be giving an indication of already having prejudged my application. That's all.
Okay.
Again, we'll proceed. I understand.
That's your take on what I said.
I think it's everybody's take on what you said.
Okay.
No, I think it's time to move on.
Just a minute, Mr. Griffin. Since you are not asking her to recuse herself, you have made your position known. Please proceed with the application.
Thank you.
Again, I'm representing the applicant. With me tonight are Mr. and Mrs. Fred Chapel, who are seated right back here. They are the principals of the applicant, Overbrook Acres LLC. Mr. Lank stated there was a small book of exhibits which were submitted, which I think each of you have a copy of. This is an application to rezone a 4.71-acre parcel of land from AR1 to B1 neighborhood business. The land is located on the west side of Route 1 at the southwest intersection of Route 1 and County Route 88, which is Cave Neck Road. Cave Neck Road continues west from Route 1, and it goes right into the center of Milton. This application was originally filed by BBC Properties in 2007, that company had a contract to purchase the land from Mr. Chapel. There was a survey and a site plan that was submitted by BBC at that time, which showed a proposed drugstore, a bank, and some retail space on the site. As you know, a site plan that's submitted with a change of zone application is only an example of what could be done there. This is a rezoning application that can change, so it's really just for purposes of showing a concept. The site plan itself for any use, of course, would be approved later by the Planning and Zoning Commission when actual construction plans are finalized. Because of the current economic conditions that we've been experiencing, the purchasers under that contract had elected to terminate that contract, and Mr. and Mrs. Chapel chose to proceed with the application to rezone the property to B1. So the application before you tonight is not a specific application as to use, but is a request to rezone the property B1, which we believe the B1 zoning is the appropriate and proper zoning for the site. Now, the purpose of B1 zoning, neighborhood business zoning, as stated in the zoning ordinance, is as follows. Number one, it's to primarily provide for retail, shopping, and personal service uses. It can be developed either as a unit or on individual parcels. It's to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural, low-density, or medium-density residential neighborhoods. And it permits a wide variety of retail and service uses, but not more intense, larger uses, which are provided for in the CR1 commercial district. This particular parcel is ideally situated to serve nearby residential areas, several of which exist just west of the site on Cave Neck Road. Immediately to the west of this site is the Painter's Mill, which is a mixed residential use, residential planned community, contains single-family and multifamily homes. And then if you continue west on Cave Neck Road, there are several established residential subdivisions. There's Pondview Estates, there's Heronwood, there's Overbrook Shores, and then past those, there's two newer large developments which will be developed in the future. That's Windstone and Vincent's Overlook. As Mr. Lank stated, a traffic impact study was not required by DelDOT, but through the PLUS meeting and comments from DelDOT, we basically were advised as follows. DelDOT will require dedication of additional right-of-way along both Route 1 and Route 88 to meet DelDOT's required right-of-way standards. They're also requesting an additional 15-foot easement along Cave Neck Road for a shared use path, which would be a bike pedestrian path. And because of the future planned improvements to Route 1, and I want to stress something here, these improvements have nothing to do with this application. These are improvements DelDOT already has on the in their plans. What they plan to do is put an acceleration lane along Route 1 for cars turning right off of Cave Neck Road. And they plan on prohibiting left-hand turn lanes onto Route 1 so cars won't be able to go north on Route 1. And again, nothing to do with this application. That's already in DelDOT's plans.
Then they go further up the road and have they can make their turn and come back.
Yeah, they'd have to go south and turn around.
Okay. They're doing a lot of that now. Okay.
Now, because of these future improvements, and namely this acceleration lane, DelDOT indicated that a Route 1 entrance for this site would not be permitted because it would potentially interfere with this acceleration lane. So based on that, any access to the site will be from Cave Neck Road. Water for the site will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. Tidewater holds a certificate of public convenience and necessity for the area. It already provides water service to the adjacent properties. The site is located in a Sussex County-operated sewer district, so it will be served by county sewer. The Sussex County Engineering Office, for planning purposes in their study, allocated 18.84 EDUs to this site. The site is currently cleared land. It was actually purchased by Mr. Chappell's father in 1950. He farmed it himself until he was 79 years old, and subsequent to that, it was rented farmland. There's no woods on the site. The site is not in any delineated wellhead protection area or area of excellent groundwater recharge potential, and there's no other unique environmental features on the site. The site is in the environmentally sensitive development area under both the 2003 and the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plans. The 2003 plan recognizes that additional commercial uses will be needed in the environmentally sensitive development area, but those uses should be limited to neighborhood shopping and business to serve the increasing population. And the 2008 plan states that retail and office use are appropriate in the environmentally sensitive development area, but larger shopping centers should be confined to selected locations. So again, our application for B1 neighborhood business is consistent with both the 2003 and the 2008 plan. Now, before filing this application, the proposed rezoning was reviewed by the state agencies as part of the PLUS process. It's in the environmentally sensitive development area, so it did require to go through the PLUS process. There were no adverse comments from any of the agencies that reviewed this as part of that PLUS review, and a majority of the agencies actually indicated they had no objection to the rezoning. Mrs. Holland, the director of the Office of State Planning Coordination, in her comment letter states that the site is in an investment level 3 under the state's strategies plan, and that is an area where future growth is anticipated. And her office indicated that they had no objection to the proposed rezoning. And the PLUS comments and the response are in the exhibit booklets that you have. We believe that the requested D1 zoning is also consistent with the existing zoning and uses in the area. as well as the character of the area. If you look in the exhibit booklet, there's a county tax map in there, and I'll just kind of summarize what that shows there. Again, our site's located right here at the corner of Cave Neck Road and Route 1. As you move south on Route 1 on our side of the road, there's three parcels to the south that are currently zoned AR1. Those parcels are currently for sale. The next parcel, which is 5403, is zoned C1 General Commercial. I believe it's the site of the Heritage Antique Store. The site next to that is 5406. It's zoned C1 General Commercial. There's several businesses located there, Dell Inc., Harvard Business Services, and there's a company that sells concrete pavers and things of that nature. Next to that, parcel 52 is zoned C1 General Commercial. That's the Red Mill Inn, which is a motel. Not shown on this tax map, but parcel 51 has been rezoned. That's also commercial, C1. Parcels 50, 49, and 48 are zoned AR1, and they have residences on those. Parcel 5303 is a conditional use. That's the Delaware Guidance Facility. The parcel next to that, 5302, was a special exception from the Board of Adjustment for Beach Babies, which is a child daycare center. South of Beach Babies is a real estate office, and across from there, on the other side of Route 1, is a business complex with a piano store, a medical equipment and supply store, and a new medical office building. And not shown on the tax map that I submitted to you, but if you go north from our site on the other side of Cave Neck Road, going north on Route 1, at the corner, there's a farm building there and a country produce market. That property was owned by the applicant and was just recently sold. Next to that, going north, are two parcels. Both of those parcels are zoned C1 General Commercial. There's several businesses located on those properties. There's an Atlantic Self-Storage Facility, Premier Restorations, McMahon Heating and Cooling, and Emery Chassis Works, which is an auto repair shop. At the planning and zoning hearing, there were several residents, owners at Painter's Mill who expressed concern about our application. And one of their main concerns was related to the impact of the future development of this site on the closest residential buildings at Painter's Mill. And again, as you know tonight, we're not addressing site plan review. That's something that will be done in the future. And of course, any development of this site would have to go for site plan approval to the Planning and Zoning Commission. But I do want to just point out to you several facts that I think address some of those concerns. And first of all, those concerns are legitimate concerns. Those people bought residences there, and this is next to them, and it's certainly reasonable for them to be concerned about what could be developed next to their property. So we certainly don't have any objection to the fact that they have those concerns. But Mr. Chappell's rear property line is approximately 220 feet from the nearest point of any of those existing buildings there in Painter's Mill. And future improvements on this site, because of setbacks and other things, would probably be about 300 feet from those buildings. So there's going to be about a football field's distance between those buildings and any use on this site. So there is a significant area separating those buildings. And in addition, because of the size of this property, it is four over 4 acres, there's sufficient space on our property to design the site plan to provide for appropriate buffering from the Painter's Mill development on our rear. And that buffering, it could contain a berm, it could contain landscaping or trees, it could contain a privacy fence, or it could contain a combination of any of those things. And the final say on what that buffer will not be the applicants to make, it will be the Planning and Zoning Commission. So we're aware of those concerns, we're aware that when this site is designed, there'll have to be an appropriate buffer located to the rear of the property. And again, that final say is in the control of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Now, on June 25th, the Planning and Zoning Commission discussed the application. They unanimously recommended that the rezoning of Mr. Chappell's property to B1 be approved. And Lawrence read this, but I'm going to repeat it instead of closing because I think their findings basically are summarize what I would say anyway. They said the site is appropriate for B1 zoning. It's located on the west side of Route 1. It's at the intersection of Cave Neck Road. The B1 rezoning is consistent with the orderly growth of the county. There's a number of businesses and commercial uses located in the immediate vicinity on Route 1. Several of those properties are zoned C1 to the north and to the south along Route 1. B1 zoning has a more limited use than CR1 zoning, which will limit the intensity of any development on the property. The uses permitted on B1 are appropriate due to the existing nature of the area, and there are several residential communities along Route 88 who will utilize and be benefited by the retail and personal services permitted under the B1 zoning. The change of zone will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or communities. It's going to be served by Tidewater Utilities for water and Sussex County for sewer. The Office of State Planning Coordination had no objection to the change. The change of zone is in accordance with the comprehensive plan, and site plan approval of any use of the property, as I said, will be subject to the Planning and Zoning Commission's review. And the only other comment I would add is that due to the site location on Route 1 at the intersection of Cave Neck Road, the current AR zoning and the potential residential use of this site for lots or any type of development really is what's not appropriate. I mean, this isn't the place where someone wants to have a residence right on Route 1 near other businesses, because of that location. This is appropriate. B1 is the appropriate zoning. This request is not for the higher CR1 zoning. And again, based on those facts and based on the recommendation from the Planning Commission, we're requesting your approval and certainly try to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for Mr. Fuqua?
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation, Mr. Fuqua?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone else here who would like to speak either in support of or in opposition to this application?
Mr. Griffin, could I just add one thing?
Sure.
Mrs. Deaver, you caught me off guard there, and if I misinterpreted what you were saying, I apologize to you for that, but I think, like I said at the beginning of the presentation, I'm not sure if that's the right time to get into that information, but again, it caught me off guard.
Apology accepted, I hope. Is that it?
Let the record show no one else has to be recognized. I will read the title.
Please.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for certain parcel of land lying and being a Broadkill 100 containing 4.71 acres, more or less.
I'll entertain a motion.
Second.
I'll entertain the motion.
We'll make a motion. We adopt the ordinance.
You would
do it. A motion by Mr. Cole, second by Ms. Deaver, yes, to adopt the motion CZ-1646. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Nine people came up to the planning and zoning hearing, people that I represent, and I did go and look at this site, and I see here where across from this site, across on Cave Neck Road, there's a AR1 lot, and there's a produce stand there with entrances on Cave Neck Road, and it is very, very dangerous. We have a responsibility to the people we represent. And I drove back through Painter's Mill, and there's no berm there's no fully grown trees or buffer, between this lot and their homes. And we have no control with a B1 over what gets done there. That, you know, we don't have any way of knowing what would be done there, what kind of protection from noise and noise pollution and the view under B1. And we don't know really what DLDOT's going to do. They say they're going to do things, and I'm sorry, but they don't always do what they say they're going to do. And I have a responsibility to the people I represent and the people who came here and testified against it to act in their behalf, and for the applicant's behalf, I would rather see this under a conditional use where we had something to say about how it developed. I can't vote for it.
Ms. Deaver votes no. Mr. Vincent?
I also rode down there and looked at the site, and would appear to me Wells is near there on Route 1, that B1 zoning makes sense. I was interested in that than CR1. And based on a recommendation of planning and zoning commission, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Vincent votes yes. Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson votes yes. Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'll vote yes. It's the uses are permitted in a B1 zone are appropriate due to the existing nature of the area. And the residential uses are not as desirable now in that location because of the conditions on Coastal Highway. And therefore, B1 is consistent with our plan. Thank you.
Mr. Cole votes yes. I vote yes for the reasons stated here in that planning and zoning motion carries. Any other business before council, before we adjourn again? Mr. Griffin, thank you very much for your service.
You yes, sir. Thank you.
You have been a class act.
Thank you.
Yes.
I agree. 100%.
Not just compared to Gene Byard, but just in general, a class act.
Compares to anyone, dude.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move you.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.